Hello, and welcome to GCSE Biology Essentials. I'm here to guide you through one of the most fundamental processes in all living organisms, respiration. Now, if you're sitting your OCR GCSE Biology exam, this topic is absolutely crucial. It appears in paper 1 and paper 2, and it's worth around 8 to 10 marks across both foundation and higher tiers. So let's make sure you understand it inside out. Today, we'll cover what respiration actually is, the difference between aerobic and anaerobic pathways, how your body responds during exercise, and most importantly, how to tackle those tricky exam questions. We'll also look at the respirometer practical, which is PAG 4 in your specification. By the end of this episode, you'll have the confidence to tackle any respiration question that comes your way. Let's start with the absolute foundation. Respiration is an exothermic reaction that transfers energy from glucose to the environment. Notice I said transfers energy, not creates energy or makes energy. This is a really common mistake that loses candidates marks. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred. So in your exam answers, always use the word releases or transfers when talking about respiration. Now, why do we need respiration? Every single cell in your body needs energy for three main things: chemical reactions to build larger molecules, movement through muscle contraction, and keeping warm by maintaining a constant body temperature. Without respiration, none of these processes could happen. There are two types of respiration: aerobic and anaerobic. Let's break down aerobic respiration first. This happens when oxygen is available. The word equation is glucose plus oxygen produces carbon dioxide plus water. For higher tier students, you need to know the balance symbol equation. C6H12O6 plus 6O2 produces 6CO2 plus 6H2O. This reaction happens in the mitochondria, which is why we call them the powerhouses of the cell. Aerobic respiration is incredibly efficient, releasing approximately 38 ATP molecules per glucose molecule. But what happens when oxygen isn't available? That's when anaerobic respiration kicks in. In animals, including humans, glucose is incompletely broken down into lactic acid. The word equation is simply glucose produces lactic acid. Notice there's no oxygen involved. This releases far less energy than aerobic respiration, only about 2 ATP molecules per glucose. That's why you can't sprint at full speed for very long. Your muscles are producing lactic acid faster than your blood can remove it, and it builds up, causing that burning sensation and muscle fatigue. Now here's something that catches students out. Anaerobic respiration in yeast and plants is different. Instead of lactic acid, they produce ethanol and carbon dioxide. The word equation is glucose produces ethanol plus carbon dioxide. This process is called fermentation, and it's how we make bread, beer, and wine. The carbon dioxide makes bread rise and creates the bubbles in beer. Let's talk about exercise, because this is a favorite topic for level of response questions worth 6 marks. When you start exercising, your muscles need more energy. Your heart rate increases to pump more oxygenated blood to your muscles. Your breathing rate and depth increase to take in more oxygen and remove more carbon dioxide. But if you exercise really hard, your muscles need energy faster than your blood can supply oxygen. That's when anaerobic respiration starts in your muscle cells. After intense exercise, you'll notice you keep breathing heavily even after you stop. This is called EPOC, or excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, though you might know it as oxygen debt. Your body needs extra oxygen to break down the lactic acid that built up in your muscles. The lactic acid is transported to the liver, where it's oxidized back into carbon dioxide and water. This is why you feel tired after a sprint, but gradually recover. Right, let's talk exam technique. OCR examiners are looking for very specific things in your answers. First, command words. If the question says state, you need a brief factual answer, maybe 1 or 2 words. Describe means say what happens or what something is like, using correct terminology. But explain is different. You need to say how or why something happens. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, don't just say heart rate increases during exercise. Say heart rate increases during exercise because muscles need more oxygen for aerobic respiration. Second, common mistakes to avoid. Don't confuse breathing with respiration. Breathing is the mechanical process of moving air in and out of your lungs. Respiration is the chemical reaction in cells that releases energy. They're completely different processes. Don't say anaerobic respiration releases no energy. It releases less energy than aerobic respiration, but it still releases some energy, about 2 ATP compared to 38 ATP. And please, please don't write that respiration creates or produces energy. It transfers energy from glucose. This mistake costs so many candidates marks. Third, the respirometer practical. This is PAG 4, and you need to know it for paper 2. A respirometer measures oxygen consumption by living organisms. The organism is sealed in a tube with soda lime, which absorbs carbon dioxide. As the organism respires, it uses oxygen, and the volume of gas decreases. This causes the colored liquid in the manometer to move toward the organism. The distance it moves tells you how much oxygen was consumed. Key control variables are temperature, which affects enzyme activity, and the mass of the organism. Examiners love asking why the soda lime is there, so remember, it absorbs the carbon dioxide produced, so you're only measuring oxygen consumption, not the net change in gas volume. Let's test your knowledge with some quick-fire questions. Pause after each one and try to answer. Question 1. What is the word equation for aerobic respiration? Answer. Glucose plus oxygen produces carbon dioxide plus water. Question 2. What is produced during anaerobic respiration in animals? Answer. Lactic acid. Question 3. What is produced during anaerobic respiration in yeast? Answer. Ethanol and carbon dioxide. Question 4. Why does heart rate increase during exercise? Answer. To pump more oxygenated blood to the muscles so they can respire aerobically. Question 5. What is the role of soda lime in a respirometer? Answer. To absorb carbon dioxide produced during respiration. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Okay, let's wrap up. Remember these key points for your exam. Respiration transfers energy from glucose. It's an exothermic reaction. Aerobic respiration requires oxygen and produces carbon dioxide and water. It releases lots of energy, about 38 ATP. Anaerobic respiration doesn't require oxygen. In animals, it produces lactic acid. In yeast and plants, it produces ethanol and carbon dioxide. It releases much less energy, only 2 ATP. During exercise, your heart rate and breathing rate increase to supply more oxygen to your muscles. If you exercise intensely, anaerobic respiration occurs, producing lactic acid. After exercise, you need extra oxygen to break down the lactic acid. This is called oxygen debt, or EPOC. In the respirometer practical, soda lime absorbs carbon dioxide, and the movement of the colored liquid measures oxygen consumption. Practice those exam questions, focus on command words, and always link your explanations with because. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.